Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, September 29th, 2022. I'm Jen Cutter. Amazon announced several new products and product updates at its fall event. Here are some quick highlights. Amazon's home robot Astro is getting some new features. Astro is gaining pet detection, recognizing dogs and cats, and can send videos when it sees them move. The robot can also check specific doors and windows in a house and alert the owner if a closed door opens. Astro is available invite only for $1,500. The Amazon Kindle Scribe has a 10.2-inch 300 ppi front-lit e-ink screen and a basic pen stylus that doesn't need to be charged. You can mark up Kindle books, PDFs, save web pages, Word, and more. It's 5.8 millimeters thick and weighs 430 grams. Battery life is 3 to 12 weeks, depending on whether you're writing or reading more. You can pre-order now for $399.99, shipping by the holidays. A premium pen is available for $30 that adds a customizable button and an eraser sensor. And the Halo Rise is a bedside sleep tracker. There's no mic or a camera, only motion sensors to detect movements and breathing patterns. It can discern between REM, light, and deep sleep, log temperature, humidity, and light. There are 400 LEDs and a speaker that can be used as an alarm. It ships later this year for $140, along with 6 months of Amazon's premium Halo service. For a full recap of Amazon announcements, check out Wednesday, September 28th episode of Daily Tech News Show. Australian officials are calling for stronger privacy laws following last week's breach of customer data for 9.8 million current and former Optus customers. The Australian telecommunications company has not yet released info on which systems were breached or how it occurred. Optus CEO Kelly Bayer-Rosmarin claims the breach was the result of a sophisticated attack. The Australian government is working with Optus to conduct a criminal investigation with the Australian Federal Police in cooperation with the American FBI. Earlier this week, a non-Meta Instagram client called OG App offered Instagram feeds without ads or content suggestions from random people. The app has now been removed from the iOS store. The app had over 10,000 downloads, reaching 50th place in the most downloaded section before being removed. 9to5Mac reports the OG App team had their personal Facebook and Instagram accounts banned, and a Meta spokesperson said, "This app violates our policies and we're taking all appropriate enforcement actions." On Wednesday at Google's Search On 2022 event, the company announced it will be promoting and autoplaying short-form video in the coming months. Also at the event, Google showed off a new lens feature, with users able to hold up their camera to look down a street and see restaurants, ATM locations, and other info in an augmented reality layer. Financial services platform Square has publicly launched its tap-to-pay solution for the iPhone for US-based sellers. It requires Square's app and works with all iPhones going back to the iPhone 11. The feature was in testing with a select group of retailers since June, and previously merchants had to purchase some hardware from Square in order to collect payments. Ride-hailing service May Mobility is partnering with VIA to launch wheelchair-accessible autonomous vehicles in Grand Rapids, Minnesota. VIA worked with Braun Ability to modify its fleet of Toyota Sienna vehicles to be accessible. The vans are level 4, meaning they can operate in most conditions without a human, but a human safety driver will still be on board to handle unprotected turns and driving in low visibility. Hertz is teaming up with BP, formerly known as British Petroleum, to build a national electric vehicle charging network across the United States, with the agreement having BP subsidiary Pulse managing the network. Hertz currently has EVs available at 500 locations in 38 states as part of the company's goal of converting a quarter of the fleet to electric by the end of 2024. The charging network is reported to be open to the public whenever it happens. Adobe announced its agreement to purchase interface design tool Figma earlier this month in a $20 billion deal, and has now said to Bloomberg that Figma's freemium model will remain as is after the deal is approved by shareholders and antitrust regulators. Adobe Chief Product Officer Scott Belsky said, "We don't want to fix something that's working well." Also, Figma co-founder and Chief Executive Officer Dylan Field said the app will remain free for educational users. Amazon's Epic streaming TV service will be rebranded as MGM Plus next year, with the change going into effect on January 23, 2023. Amazon closed the deal to acquire MGM for $8.45 billion earlier this year in March. CNET confirmed Microsoft is discontinuing SwiftKey for iOS, though it will be available in the Apple App Store for one more week. Users with SwiftKey installed will still be able to continue using it as long as it's not uninstalled. SwiftKey on Android will continue to be available and supported. And Sony announced Wednesday the PlayStation Stars loyalty program launches October 5th in North America, Europe and Australia October 13th, and is rolling out now in Asia. Stars members will earn points and digital collectibles by playing games and earning specific trophies, among other tasks and challenges. It's free to join Stars with a PlayStation Network account, and it's not necessary to also belong to PlayStation Plus, though Plus members will have access to additional bonuses. The full PlayStation Stars experience can be accessed through the PlayStation mobile app and will expand to consoles in the near future. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.